The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawn near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he'd freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father and shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. I no longer deserve to be your son. Treat me as you would one of your hired hands.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he entered the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry. And when he refused to enter the house, his father came and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. And you never gave me even a young goat the feast on with my friends. When your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. He said to him, my son, you're with me always. Everything you have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. The Gospel of the Lord. The Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, on one occasion, speaks about his visit to a prison. And he was preaching to a group of about 1,000 prisoners. And he said to the prisoners, the only difference between you and me is that you got caught and I was not. That's a simple interpretation of the parable of the prodigal son. I had the privilege of arriving at Rome to study when John Paul II was just starting his pontificate. I arrived in 79 and John Paul II was made Pope in 78. So I read most of the encyclicals and writings of John Paul II. I have to go back and read them. But there is one of his encyclicals is on the parable that you just heard. It's called Divus in Misericordia. I invite you, eventually you can maybe find that wonderful encyclical and read through it. I'm going to give you a short interpretation, and then I'd like to tell you a story from the life of John Paul II. I'll try to give you the simplest interpretation of the encyclical and the parable. Are you listening? The prodigal son and daughter is you and me. We are all the prodigal son. That's why I told you the story of Fulton Sheen. We're all the prodigal son or daughter. Because we're all sinners. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. And Fulton Sheen would go on to say that the worst sinner is the one who says, I don't have sin. That's the worst sinner. That's the worst sinner. Is the one who says, I don't have sin. Now the father in the parable is God the Father, representing the greatest attribute we have of God himself, and that is his mercy. Spanish, misericordia. Okay? Misericordia. That's his greatest attribute. And what is misericordia or mercy? It's God's love forgiving the sinner. God's love forgiving the sinner. So I'd like to proceed my story. By saying this. Every sinner can potentially become a great saint. Amen? Yeah. Every sinner can potentially become a great saint. Every one of you here can become a great saint. Amen or oh me?
Ah,
oh me. All of us potentially can be and should be. So I've got two Fulton J. Sheen stories. I'll give you one of them. Save the other for another rainy day. Fulton Sheen has something in common with Deacon Jonah and Father Broome. We're all New Yorkers. We're all New Yorkers. This is a story in the life of Fulton Sheen. Years ago, along the Hudson River, if you've ever been to New York, and the George Washington Bridge, any New Yorkers know what I'm talking about, there was a very renowned prostitute. We're talking probably about 60, 65 years ago. And the name of the prostitute was Kitty. Spanish gatita, Kitty. And she was one of many prostitutes that lived along the Hudson River there. And Kitty was a baptized Catholic, but she gave into a life of promiscuity. Fulton Sheen heard that Kitty was dying, and he decided to go to visit her to see if he could give her the last rites. So he went into her tenement, her apartment building, and it was really a pigsty. Do you know what that means, a pigsty? It was the dirtiest place he had ever been in his life, indicating the lifestyle that she was living. And there she was, basically dying. So Fulton Sheen makes his way into the tenement, into the room. And what happened was this. Not to scandalize any of you, but her pimp means would be the one that oversees the prostitutes, was very angry at her because she was not bringing in enough money. She's getting old and not as seductive as she was in her earlier years. So she wasn't raking in the big bucks. And what the pimp wants, he wants big bucks. So he poisoned her. He poisoned her. So there she was dying of poison. And Fulton Sheen said, Kitty, why don't we make a good confession? And she said to him this, are you kidding? I'm the worst person in the world. Fulton Sheen said, the worst person in the world is the one that says, I don't have any sins. So, guess what happened? Fulton Sheen sat by her bedside, and she opened up her heart and she confessed all of her sins. He gave her absolution, gave her the anointing of the sick, gave her Holy Communion, and almost immediately she rebounded. She got better. And guess what she did? Instead of going back to her old profession, she gave it up right away And she went to meet her other friends, the prostitutes of New York City, and told her about her love for God, the fact that she had experienced God's mercy, God's love, God's kindness, God's tenderness, God's compassion. And from that moment on, Fulton Sheen, for the next few weeks and months, he had a line of new penitents, the prostitutes of New York City. For me, my friends, this is the prodigal son. This is one of the best stories of the prodigal son I've ever heard. How this woman who lived a very bad life, and maybe for several decades, she was converted. The worst sinner can become the greatest saint, and we have trust in God's mercy. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His mercy endures forever. Amen.